This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger for the presidency, Joe Biden, presented vastly different views Monday about the cause of the historic destructive wildfires in the western United States, which have killed at least 35 people. In California, President Trump, brushing aside concerns about climate change as a catalyst for the increasing number and intensity of such fires, reiterated his call for western states to practice better forest management. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Biden said Trump's climate change denial did not cause the fires. But if Trump wins a second term, he said, and these are his words, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. Mr. Trump has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states, California, Oregon, and Washington, where more than a million hectares of land has burned. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom said Monday at Mr. Trump's appearance that 56% of the land in California is federally owned, so the federal government has a major responsibility in forest management, along with the state. The president replied, "It's a big problem, and it will get solved." Mr. Trump, however, also predicted that the climate, in his words, will start getting cooler. He continued, "Just watch. I don't think science knows, actually." Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland with some of the worst air quality in the world. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. The head of the World Health Organization's European branch says his organization expects a rising number of COVID-19 deaths in October and November. Well, you can find more on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday granted a $1.5 billion loan to Belarus as a show of support for its embattled leader, Alexander Lukashenko, after weeks of street demonstrations that have accused him of rigging last month's election to retain power in Minsk. The two leaders met at the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for nearly 4 hours. Afterward, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov declared that Lukashenko is the legitimate president of Belarus. Lukashenko made a public statement of his gratitude for the new loan, while Putin said Belarus should sort out its election issue through calm dialogue and without outside pressure. Putin also said defense cooperation between Russia and Belarus would continue. Belarus authorities have cracked down on the anti-Lukashenko demonstrators, detaining 774 on Sunday out of the estimated 100,000 people who demonstrated. Lukashenko has denied rigging the August 9th election. Opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who was his only serious challenger, has fled to Lithuania. Tsikhanouskaya on social media criticized the awarding of the loan to Belarus. She said, "Dear Russians, your taxes will pay for our beatings." The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. The German government said Monday two more laboratories in France and Sweden have independently confirmed that Kremlin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin, government spokesman Stefan Seibert told reporters that along with German lab analysis, there are now three independent labs that have confirmed how Navalny was poisoned. He said all indications are absolutely clear a poisoning situation has occurred in Russia. Seibert said the Russian side is called upon now that three independent labs confirmed the result to declare themselves because Navalny had been treated for 48 hours in Russia before being transferred, and the Russians have the same samples as the other labs. Russia has denied any involvement with the poisoning and accused the West of a smear campaign. The 44-year-old Navalny fell ill on a Russian domestic flight August 20th and was transferred to Germany 2 days later for specialist treatment at Berlin's Charité Hotel. The United States is renewing its call for Gulf countries to resolve a three-year-long rift, citing the need to solidify a united front against Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the call on Monday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.